TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
By the way, listen to this.
Is that new sound I was looking for?
Yep. That's Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi?
1893.
Oh. I did not find that to be spectacular in any way.
You tried it?
Oh, fuck yes, I tried it.
I didn't know you were a Pepsi fan.
I used to be all Pepsi, and then I switched to Coke when I realized it had slightly more caffeine.
I like it.
Doesn't do anything for me.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's worth the premium you're paying for it.
Yeah, definitely not. And if you're only going to have a couple sodas, in the span of a week every month, then you're not wasting time on that shit.
Yeah, you're definitely working with a different thing than me.
I'm like, nope, I gotta get some good stuff.
Gotta get that sweet, gushy stuff. I want to like the ginger, because I love ginger, but it just has this weird aftertaste.
Ah, that's the horse semen.
That must be it.
Navy SEALs.
All right, should we sync this motherfucker up?
I was like, should we actually start a show, or are we just going to jibber-jabber to each other and then call it a day?
I thought that was our show.
Touche.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, my kid gets ready to start kindergarten, Andy's kid starts some karate, and we try to do another political discussion. Sorry, Kiki, it didn't work out the way we hoped. And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link in the show notes.
That means Noah just finished.
He didn't even wait for us to say welcome to TanCast that time.
I gotta get in there quick.
Motherfuckers.
There is a fucking kid mutiny happening outside the door of this room, and I don't want to open the door and find out anything about it.
They probably your wife tied up and make her walk the plank.
That is some high-level parenting you're doing there, Tim.
We want more cookies.
We have enough of this nap time. We're not going to take it anymore.
Did I mention I'm the Tim the T in TanCast?
I don't think you did.
Seems familiar.
I don't think I did either. Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. T in TanCast!
Did anyone tell anyone that I'm Andy, the A in TanCast?
If they didn't, they should. Because people need to know.
They wouldn't tell anyone that I'm Noah, the N in TanCast?
You keep that shit to yourself, you perv.
Oh, man.
Too soon?
You got me, guys.
Yeah, he's still on probation, Tim. We're not supposed to talk about that. Aw, starting rumors.
Look at all these rumors. Can't take it no more.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that song, right?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No?
I don't.
Well, yeah, Andy, you're pretty white.
I am pretty white.
I didn't think that was a white-black divide.
All right, it was a hip music divide.
Yeah, that's the sort of white I am, Tim.
But this was like the 80s when you were kids and all that crap just washed over everywhere.
Well, I did live in San Diego, and yeah, sometimes stuff floated up from Mexico.
Oh, there you go.
What?
Like dead
Problem
bodies?
Solved. The deadest.
Isn't that just how the ocean's supposed to smell? Vaguely shitty?
Were you in Rio for the Olympics?
Poo water.
It's the best water.
The, I can't remember what show it was on NPR, but they had somebody that they were asking about, like, how things are going on. They're like, now the thing that people really can't tell at home is, and I'm trying to put this delicately, but... Rio has a scent. Like, oh my. Like, yeah, just in general, walking around, there's sort of a garbagey odor. But if you're near any waterway, and I mean like the mile and a half, like we are from a waterway that's not terribly close to the Olympic Village, As soon as the breeze shifts so it's coming across to you from the water, it definitely has that sewage tang to it.
Sewage tang from the makers of Tang.
Yeah. We went to space and then shat in each other's mouths. Science!
Two girls, one tang.
Oh, man.
That sounds like the two conjoined girls where, like, they've got, like, two separate heads, but they kind of, like, share the shoulder and the body continues to connect all the way to their hips. That would be two girls, one tang, right?
Oh, I see where you're going with there.
Yeah.
It took a long way to get there.
Yeah, I will do that. I'll walk around a little bit.
It's like, are we there yet? Where are you going, Andy? Where are you going? I think you're not taking a shortcut. You're taking a long way.
How many times are we going to circle past Big Ben?
Did you know Big Bang is the name of the bell, I believe?
Yeah.
Right? Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so nobody knows. Great.
But not the actual clock.
No, or the tower itself.
So there you go. Half-ass facts from Tancast.
Yep.
Half-ass facts from Tancast. Skip-dop-doop-dop-doop-a-dee-doo. Facts.
Yep. We're not even going to look it up right now while we're talking about it.
Why would you?
No.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I think we should stop looking stuff up and just remember it from memory. And someone will tell us if we're wrong, maybe. Come on, New Zealand fans, write in. Don't be afraid.
Item number one, you have no fans in New Zealand. Item number two.
You shut your mouth, Andy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You hurt their feelings.
Oh, what the fuck?
You okay there, Andy?
Just the thing with my computer where, like, now it says I have 10 gigs free, but, like, 50-something in use. But if you total up all of the folders that I can see, even though I told it to unhide everything, they total up to, like, 18 gigs. So I don't know where the other 32 gigs of space are.
In my pants!
I mean, you could be missing something, Andy.
I hope so, because otherwise this hard drive is half full of shit. Like, this hard drive is just, like half full of giving up.
Or half empty so, yeah, of giving up.
Yeah, there's got to be something. Yeah, so I guess after this call, I'm going to be doing some more research.
Let's give up, guys.
Okay.
That's my slogan.
Everybody take your fuck it all.
What do we want to do now? Do we want to do some tan laps? Do we want to talk about some movies? Do we want to talk about
I don't know.
I don't know that we have any tan laughs sent in.
Okay.
Unless you guys have some stored up.
No.
I think like seven episodes in a row of us not doing it, people stop sending them in.
Wait, no. That can't be possible.
I know, it seems like it can't be possible, and yet, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. We could read some listener email. Tyler sent in some email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
It's a mail. DeVille is here!
Tancast! Listener email!
Yeah, Tim, do it, baby.
Do it.
Do it. Do it, Tim.
So,
message for yourself?
Hey, Tim.
Yes?
Hey, Tim.
Yo.
Do it.
Got it.
Hey, Noah.
That's listener email. Yeah, I don't want listener email.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Practice your drumming some other time.
No. Who's calling me
Please
from...
Please stop
Westminster.
That.
Stop what?
That.
What?
That.
I don't know what that is.
The thing you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
Stop it.
You're fucking with me.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just holding it. I'm like, don't give it away. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
My phone was ringing, and I silenced it, but I wasn't sure if there was like some interference or something going on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Man, it is so nice when Tim does it to other people.
So this listener email from Tyler refers back to a joke that one of you told last week that I clearly don't have. He must have sent it to one of you guys. It says, "Hey guys, writing you about last week's show. If you don't know, Mitomo? Mitomo is a new iPhone app where you make a Mii, collect coins to redeem for clothes, and play Mimoto Drop to win rare clothes. I have a Mimoto account, and I often check it. If you have time, check it out yourselves."
I thought that was just promotion thing, like, hey, link up with me. And I was like, I'm sorry, Tyler, that's not going to happen.
That's what the second email was, I think.
Oh, okay.
The follow-up. And, yeah, that won't be happening.
My life is way too... it's not anything, I just don't want to do it.
I'm glad you like it, Tyler, and I encourage you to continue liking it. But you will be liking it without Tim, Andy, and Noah.
I'm too busy playing Pokemon.
I'll just speak for Tim.
Oh, is there more listener email, Timmy?
Let me look.
Man, I wonder why I don't have more listeners.
Is there listener email?
They sound bored with their own show. What am I supposed to do?
They don't even like it. How am I supposed to like it? This is weird. I'm confused.
Well, no, I don't see any more listener email. I'll check the Facebook page for comments.
I've got one.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
Yeah. Do you really have one, Andy?
I do. It's all in right. My pants. Come look.
This listener email is all about Andy's penis.
It's very short. Very, very short. Oh, it's one letter.
Aw.
P.
I was going to go for I because it's the thinnest letter.
Ah, it has a little cum dot.
But would it be fat? No, I guess that. Oh, but it'd be long. No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We got a new like on the Tancast Facebook page.
Ooh.
Anina. Whew. I think we'll edit out the part where I tried to say her name and failed miserably.
Can you say it?
A-N-I-N-H-A. Anianha.
Look
at that.
So hard.
I haven't even uploaded the episode, and she's already unliked us.
She knew you were going to be able to sit there. Wait, how does it... Is it two notifications or something?
I was making a joke. Remember when I was just fucking with you earlier? I just did it again. Maybe I should change the banner that still says 5 years on Tancast's Facebook page since we're up to 8.
What? No. We're just... We'll start fucking with people and just put the same episode number up over and over again.
Make them all 207.
Like we're stuck in 5 years.
Well, especially because the dates say, you know, June 3rd to 2008 to June 3rd, 2013, as though that's it. The show was done. We laid it to rest.
I think it was done in 2013.
This is all just post-show.
It was done well before 2013.
It was done before we even started.
Fuck this guy and his old balls. That's a good meme.
Tancast, the next generation.
So I posted, sorry folks, I won't finish the editing the show tonight, but enjoy this meme bit from the show until I finally get it done. And then I never posted that the show was up. I'm not good at social media.
No.
I'm more like anti-social media.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of my Facebook.
No, I would say Andy's the most anti-social media here.
No, I do shitter.
What?
Twitter. I do Twitter while pooper. I poop.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, do I not follow you on Twitter?
Maybe not. You don't tweet a lot, though.
Nah, like every couple of days, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't tweet every day. Every day. Fill these people's worlds with content.
I just have my Facebook pushed to my Twitter. And every once in a while, I have a question for a company, and I'll use Twitter.
I do the reverse. I have my Twitter pushed to my Facebook.
Yeah, push it.
And then I have my Vine pushed to my Twitter, which then pushes it to my Facebook.
What? Your I don't know.
Instagram pushed to my Twitter, which also pushes it to my Facebook.
Have Instagram pushed to Vine, pushed to Twitter,
pushed
to Facebook.
I don't think you could do a third-party post onto Vine.
Oh.
It would be interesting. And then I have my Snapchat hooked to absolutely nothing. I've never used it.
I don't
except to send you guys selfies.
Yes.
I don't know if you can hook anything to Snapchat, because I think it's supposed to be all to your friends in the app, and they can disappear.
I just meant it's not hooked to anything, as in, like, I don't even post on it.
Got it. I do not like the new Instagram where, A, things aren't in chronological order, and they have, like, this new, like, Snapchat feature where, like, you can see, like, little stories from people, which is, like, I don't give, like, a shit about your little stories on... Because it's never anything really super interesting.
Isn't there a feature where you can turn that off?
Is there?
I don't know.
I looked, and I didn't see it. I'll look again. I mean, not that it's terrible, because it just kind of sits at the top, but it doesn't take up space. I'm like, well, I'm not going to view these things, so I don't give a shit about your little short videos of walking down the street and chatting about shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Facebook's for.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else is super interesting about this story?
Nothing.
No.
Kiki's listener email.
Okay, go for it.
In fairness, that's what started us on this.
That's true. Then we just kept wandering further afield. So Kiki sent me a letter that says, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Because she knows I do shitter too.
Oh, I thought she was on her period.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. Oof. I'm just not going to ask because it's not my business.
It's a little bit of your business.
Can't wear white on the mountain tonight. Some spotting to be seen.
I saw this lady get off the bus the other day, and there was like a little wet spot
really?
behind in her crotch area. I couldn't figure out, like, was that just like a pants that color or what?
Is there any chance Andy is not currently sitting like Captain Picard with the facepalm right now? Like, Jesus Christ, guys, can I just read this fucking email?
No, actually, I'd say I'm even closer to, like Tim, just sort of leaned back in my chair, arms thrown back, head thrown back, staring at the ceiling like, the fuck?
I do that at work sometimes. I won't tell you the story of it just now, but I'll let you continue.
Okay. Dear Andy. No, you got anything there? No? Okay, good. I just finished listening to the latest episode. So sorry, she sent this 10 days ago, so I'm guessing this is 2 episodes ago. But I don't pay attention to the shit that Tancast does, because fuck it. I just finished listening to the latest episode, and I was ready to hear the assful of politics promised in the intro. I thought I was going to hear a really good discussion of the conventions and current events. Kind of bummed it was so short. I'm personally a fan of your rants. I know Tim wanted to wrap up the show, so I get that. Maybe it could have been a continued next week discussion. I'd love a mini episode with you, or all the Tanners, talking about the election. It could be downloaded by people like myself who enjoy political talk or skipped by people who don't care for it as much. Everyone wins. Hope you feel better soon. Keep on hating and ranting. Kiki.
I do want to say, I despite my comments during the episode, I thought about making a disclaimer last week. I quite enjoyed Andy's little anti-Trump rant. I was just trying to auger that baby in for a landing.
Auger.
Yep.
What's that word mean?
It means racing cars on Noah Street. Right outside of the window. Yeah.
This bike is super sensitive.
Well, I mean, it sounded like that was like...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it sounded like your bed was accelerating.
Wait. An auger is a tool with a helical bit for boring holes in wood.
Helical, but yes.
Helical. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, that is... not what the term auger this in means. That's a test pilot phrase, and it means crashing something nose first. So drilling a hole in the ground with the front of your plane as an auger would drill a big hole in a piece of wood, I believe.
There you go.
I may be wrong about the etymology, but I'm not wrong about the definition.
Etymology.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it.
Andy, you're so smart.
Meh.
So does that mean it's time to get political again?
Maybe. Let's get political. Political.
Do we want to hear
about
everyone's
weeks? Have you listened to that jingle, or did you just come up with that on your own, Noah?
Didn't we kind of do a similar song last week?
It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I made that jingle. I didn't think you listened.
Huh.
Well, no, I thought we were singing the song during the episode.
No.
Oh, man, I just misremembered and sang it.
That means you listened.
No, I didn't listen.
But how did you know?
I just did it just now.
I was like, no, I didn't listen.
No, I thought I was remembering something that happened in the episode. Oh, wait.
What?
I might have listened for a second. Wait, it was last week, right?
2 weeks ago.
I might listen for a second.
A second? It was at the end of the episode.
I did not smoke any crack. Okay, I might have smoked crack for a second, but it was like a second. There was a crackhead, and he just exhaled, and I happened to inhale the same. Okay, so like he held the pipe in front of my mouth, and I inhaled a bit. Okay, I was the crackhead.
Sometimes I'll play the episode and I'll jump around.
Ah. Do you pack it in before you do that?
Like House of Pain?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I can't remember if it was Crisscross or House of Pain. I had to decide really quick.
Everyone, take note. Battling Noah is apparently a sin.
Because he's a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Try to play in the office if my name was Sega.
But you ain't going out like no punk.
Like no punk bitch.
Get used to one style, and I must switch it up and around.
And buck you down. Smack your head, you'll wake up in the dawn of the dead.
I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you.
Doesn't make any sense.
Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'm with you.
You guys remember a lot of that song. I'm impressed.
I may be misremembering a couple of words here and there.
It sounds
still,
good enough
we
to
get
me.
The basic gist.
Yes, yes.
So politics?
Do we want to get rid of how everyone's week were? Was? When?
Sure.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Anything happening? Getting my kid ready for kindergarten. Kinda weird.
Kinda weird to think that you have a kindergartner?
Yeah, and next week, this is the last time you're ever going to this preschool. Now you're a kindergarten. Now you're going to actual school.
Yeah.
And, they have a dress code where, you can't... I believe it says you can't wear red. So...
Really? Are these little blood gangs?
I guess. My wife has taken that to mean that, even shoes with red on them are not allowable. I'm like, wait, so you're telling me if he has a Superman sweatshirt, the red on the S of Superman is going to get banned at school? Or he can't wear a red sweatshirt? So I plan to do these things straightened out.
Good.
Or we're changing schools.
Yeah.
No.
No, no,
that,
you're right.
That
you
wasn't hilarious.
Right. No, you are absolutely correct.
Do it, Tim. Drive him extra 10 miles so he can go to school. More red.
I already am going out of my way to get him to this school as opposed to the one we could literally walk to and do on a regular basis because they have a little playground that we use when the school's not in session.
Oh, the one we went to?
Yes.
What's wrong with that school?
That fucking sucks. No. we've heard bad things about their administration.
Oh.
And my wife would know, being a school teacher.
Now, does that mean that it trickles down to, the kids aren't learning stuff?
Yes, or if there's any problems, there's not a good structure for solutions.
Got it. Okay.
So if someone in the class is having behavior problems and it's disrupting a class, or, if someone is having special learning needs, or, just things like that.
All right. Fair enough.
Also, I don't know if I've mentioned this. Maybe I have. It's a dual immersion school, so it speaks Spanish, 70% of the day, maybe 80% of the day, and then English 20% of the day.
Oh, cool.
Wait, the one he's going to or the one he could go to?
The one he's going to.
Got it.
So him and his mom will know Spanish and I don't.
And they will talk shit about you.
Padre es pendejo. And my wife just came storming in the room when she heard me say that.
Did she just sit by the door?
She must just sit by the door.
Because she's always storming in the room when you say stuff.
Tim, just repeat.
Hey.
Tim, just repeat. Soy tonto y feo.
Soy tonto y feo.
Oh.
Andy told me to repeat that.
Son mentiras, Andy.
Yo?
Yo? She's looking at me like, I hope you're going to say something else because that was dumb. Oh. That's how I look at Andy when he talks in English. Oh, she feels bad for you now.
Sorry. Sorry to be a disappointment.
I know someone said me, or I.
Aye.
Oh, good, they're both.
That's all I got.
Did you hear that as she left the room?
No.
Oh, good, they're both crying.
parenthood.
So that's my week.
Wait, I think you had a work story.
Oh, it was just about how, when I get emails sometimes, it's I'll ask somebody a question and they will almost deliberately not answer the question. And I'm like, I literally just, what Andy said, I throw my head back in the chair and just exasperate loudly.
I get that exact same thing, especially when part of my job is troubleshooting. So I ask them specific questions so I can try to help troubleshoot them. And they will just not answer. They will give me all this other information. Or they'll repeat their original thing and not answer. I'm like, you cannot help. Or the best is my computer's not working. And that's all the email says. What the fuck is wrong with you? Maybe it's the human working, the computer's not working.
Yeah, I get shit all the time where it's I need blah. But whatever blah is absolutely not clear. I'm like, okay, did you mean X or did you mean Y? Yeah, fix it. Or yeah, do that. So you did mean either X or Y. Well, I can't do both. It's like, wait, did you mean pick you up at the airport or take your mom to the airport for you? Yeah, can you do that? Those are opposite trips. One starts me at the airport to get you. One starts me at your house to get your mom. Fucking I'm just gonna fuck your mom.
Always start with the mom.
Yeah.
Good God. That little kid is crying.
That's what kids do. The best is Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to see if I need to offer assistance because that kid is fucking annoying.
The best is when they think you would just know what the issue is with their problem. Like, they're having a problem, and you're like, well, I need to figure this out. I'm like, well, I'm on a deadline. And I'm like, you're like, you know what? Sometimes computers fuck up. I'll have to tell you. Like,
yeah.
They don't work 100% all the time.
And your deadline doesn't make the computer being fixed go faster. Also, you're repeating to me that you have a deadline does not get me the information I need to help you. Oh, my God. Like, I think it was like 4 years ago. There was a guy who was unable to communicate except as if he assumed I could see him at his computer. It's like, what are you doing? I'm clicking on the thing. What thing? The thing! I'm going to assume you mean your dick unless you actually start using concrete nouns.
I'm clicking on it. It's not working. Can you help me?
Like, at this point, I don't even think you have a mouse in your hand. I think you have a thing that you have named the thing, and you're clicking that. And if it's meowing, it's your cat. Knock it off.
Meow.
Is your kid dying?
No, apparently things are fine.
Oh, he just wanted to cry?
Yep, he's just in a snit.
How's his head? I don't know if it's that one that was crying, but...
No, it wasn't. And I think it's fine. We've washed his hair several times since then.
Okay, so you never had to, like, go get checked out or anything?
Nah.
Excellent.
And that's how my week was. How about you, fellers?
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, no. No, no. After you.
I saw a movie.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
Yeah?
Directed by Mike Birbiglia.
Oh, he was on The Daily Show plugging this.
Yeah, don't think twice. It was pretty good. It was funny. It was heartwarming. I mean, it's relatable. Kind of like a sense of... I mean, it's surrounded by improv group, but it's just kind of like a sense of, like, things change in people's lives, and it kind of, like, changes the dynamic of your friendship, which I can certainly relate to. Yeah, I felt it was very well acted, very, very well directed, much better than his first movie, which was called Sleepwalk With Me, which I didn't hate, but... A was like just a bunch of stories that I had already heard at some point. I don't know. Yeah, this one was just much more pleasant, much more watchable. I loved it.
Watchable. La.
So yeah, I would say you don't have to go see it in the theater, but it's definitely worth a watch. If you like indie movies, it's got some cameos in there from famous people you would recognize.
And, all right.
Yeah.
Best movie ever?
No, not best movie ever, but definitely enjoyable. I knew nothing about it going in, really, so it was definitely a pleasant surprise. My friend wanted to see it, and I was like, oh, I know who he is. I know who Keegan Michael Key is. I know that girl Britta from Community.
Oh, yeah! Okay, now I know the font you're talking about. The font. Can you guess what I'm Googling? Now I know the movie you're talking about.
Why are you Googling fonts?
Don't worry about it.
What are you up to, Tim?
Hey! Is there a Fonz font? There should be a Fonz font.
There ought to be.
Fonz fun font.
Is there a Fondant font?
I don't know. Kick plus.
What would Fonz's font be like?
A's.
Yep. see, Tim, that's why you're the comedian and I'm not, because I was about to say everything would look like and then hit the same punchline. But that's like five extra words.
Of course. That's what you do, Andy.
Yeah. I know. I know. I mean,
you'd still get laugh at the end of that, possibly.
I'm not unaware.
I know who I am, don't you? You gotta tell me.
Stay in your lane. How do you spell fondant? There does not appear to be a Fonz font.
F-O-N-D-A-N-T.
Fondant font. Fondant font details. So there is a fondant font, according to fonts2s.com. Although that is not... What a boring font that is. Hang on. Look at this shit.
Yes, Tim. Yes. Show me the shit.
What? This is the Fonz font, or what are we looking at?
This is the Fondant font.
There is no Fonz font.
Well, what's a Fondant font?
Fondant is the stuff that goes on cake. Like a wedding cake, or...
Oh!
Yeah, it's like that... it's like structural shit.
Yeah. It's like really... it's like frosting, but really hard. Or at least it gets hard.
It's malleable.
Like my penis.
Yes, it is somewhat malleable, but it is also...
Like it's like a sheet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I assumed it would be something cake-like or decorative or something, and it's just fucking bullshit font.
Why were you looking at fondant font?
The capital G's.
Because I just said fondant font would be a funny thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who are you listening to? I'm Googling other shit, but at least I'm listening to you guys talk.
Why are you looking at fonts at all?
Don't worry about me, my fonts, baby.
I'm worried about you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
Don't worry.
I'm worried.
Ah.
I'm scared, Tim.
Don't be scared, baby.
I'm scared for you, baby.
Hold my balls.
Wait, whoa. Things have gone off the rails.
Huh? Mm, oh.
Maybe they just went back on the rails. This is where we've always been, Tim.
The ball rails.
That came out wrong. Or did it?
But it went in all right.
All right.
That is a John Hoogasian joke from a decade ago.
Wow.
Here's something random.
Here's something random. Cheese feet!
Yep, that's random. I met someone who went to the same high school as me at a party. But not only that, they live next to the theater we worked at in San Jose, Tim. There's like some moss above those little shops that are on the bottom floor. And they live up there. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I was like, I didn't know. I mean, I never thought about it, but I didn't know people lived there.
And are you now best buds in the universe?
No, but I'd like to be.
Oh, is it a lady gal?
Oh, yeah, it was a lady.
Is she single?
I think so.
Is she ready to mingle?
I hope so. I don't know.
Noah?
Yes?
Don't forget, if you like it.
You gotta put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put a good word for you? Do you want me to write a letter of rec?
That might be a bit much. Yeah, I'm attracted to you. Here's a letter of recommendation from my best friend. He is not biased at all. You can ignore the part where he says dick wet. Just we'll pretend you didn't write that.
To whom it may concern. No. Dear sir or madam.
I believe it's to whom? Tim, to who?
Dear sir or madam.
Good one, Andy. Good one.
Thank you.
This should be a thing. Friends should write letters of rec for friends for dating people. They should hand them to people on first dates. Here you go.
They should.
I think you'll find my references are in order.
Yeah.
In fact, you should be able to, if you have a good relationship with your exes, you should be able to put them on there and you should call them.
I was just about to say, yeah, like that would be the extra point is like, can you get a letter of recommendation from an ex?
Like, if you check out my work history, you'll see.
What would be the website version of it? Of like LinkedIn of like.
Oh, well, let's see.
Well, if you used to fuck, wouldn't it be Pinkton?
Or, MyLittlePantsMonster.com. That's a faster way to say that. That is too many words, but.
Dickton?
Dickton. The problem is they won't stop sending me emails.
Tim just joined Dickton. You want to connect?
Yeah. No. It's gotta be trendy. So we'll call it Boner. BONR.
I feel like that's gotta already be a thing.
Probably.
But Dickton, I think that's all ours. I think we just broke some ground right here. Or Pinkton. Both of those work. I guess there's a male and a female one.
Apparently there's something called the Best of the Northeast Region. An a cappella showcase. So they apparently were not paying attention to the fact that spells boner.
Nice.
We have good times.
Oh, man. Is LinkedIn for people into kinky shit Kinkton?
Oh, maybe.
I think I'm starting to see the seams of this bit. We're stretching it a little thin.
Maybe. So back to people's weeks.
Sure.
Okay. So
that was pretty much my week. It was good.
Okay. I don't have much to tell about mine. Tim, you can kind of space out and start writing Noah's letter if you want to.
Dear high school friend.
Dear sir or madam. dick wet. Sincere regards, Tim Babb, Esquire.
prepare your vag.
For the treat of a lifetime.
The legends of the Thundercock are true. Liam Neeson ain't got shit on me.
Also, please wash your ass, because our boy has standards.
He likes his women hairy.
Strong knees.
Strong knees. Gotta
have, gotta I have can't remember the rest of that bit.
Don't steal my shit.
Can I say big butts? No. Can I say a badonkadonk? Yeah, that's okay.
We're quoting a random internet bit that probably has been lost to time.
Probably.
I believe it was on Crank Anchors.
Oh, was it?
I believe so.
I think you're right.
And that was Terry Morgan, right? That's his name?
Oh,
sounds right.
You mean the guy who was in the auto accident?
Yeah.
No, Morgan.
Spurlock.
Shit. No, fucking Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm like, that's not quite right, but you're in the ballpark.
But wait.
Oh my God, when Noah said something Morgan, I was like, I wonder if he's any relation to Tracy Morgan. And then we're like, he's in the auto accident. Maybe he was in the car with Tracy Morgan.
You're an idiot, Eddie.
I am. What's Tracy Morgan sitting right in there.
What's his name on the show? On 30 Rock.
I cannot help you there. Never seen an episode.
It might be a play on his name.
I thought it was Tracy Morgan.
Oh, is it Terry Morgan?
Maybe that's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, something close to him.
Yeah.
So, nothing terribly exciting happened to me at work or last weekend that I can recall. But Drew has started to take karate classes.
And karate!
Karate.
Karate!
Karate.
Karate!
It is now occurring to me that I have failed him as a father because he goes out there and the guy says, okay, show me jumping jacks. And what Drew was doing could charitably be referred to as flapping flaps. Because, yeah, he looked like he was trying to get airborne and, like, just arms all over the place. And then the instructor would be like, okay, so everybody count it out in your head and, you know, do 20 jumping jacks. Everyone else stops. Drew just keeps on going. He's like, have you done 20? Drew says, have I done 20? It's like, I'm asking you. You're supposed to be counting. Can you count for me? Still just flapping away. Drew just keeps on going and keeps on going. He's now done at least 20 more of these flappy flaps. And the instructor's finally like, all right, moving on.
Is your child on the spectrum, Andy?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, he's still 7 spectrum, Noah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He actually, we did not let him play Minecraft for like the first half of this week, because last weekend he would not shut up about Minecraft. If he was playing Minecraft, he was talking about it. If he wasn't playing Minecraft, he was talking about it. It's like, shut your fucking mouth and just
Jesus.
Give us a moment's peace. We didn't actually say that particular phrase, but yes, it was nonstop. It would be like we're trying to watch like the Daily Show or something like that. He'd be like, oh, can you pause? And we pause. So on Minecraft, do you think that we could? No. Stop. Yeah. So it got to the point where it's just like, okay, no, you're not playing any more Minecraft because you got to get something else into your brain. Go read some books. Go do arts and crafts. Go do something else that's not Minecraft for like at least a couple of days here. And he's in the middle of his karate class today, and I see he's not paying attention to the instructor. And then I hear from just kind of floating across the dojo, Ender Dragon. Oh, Jesus Christ, this kid.
Wait, did he just say it to himself?
No, talking to the kid next to him.
He
wasn't just being distracted. He was, like,
being
distracting another kid. Yes, distracting another kid. Yeah. Although there have been times where he starts talking about it, and Caitlin and I, like, we realize that he's not paying any attention to us, and he's just talking. And, like, we turn and leave, and he's still there talking.
He's like, finally, I get to do it to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. It's empowering. I see why you like it, Tim.
Yeah. Wait, no.
Parenting tips from Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's... No, he doesn't show any other signs of being on the spectrum, but he is definitely self-centered. So, like, he even talked to us this week about, like, he's like, you know, one of my friends said, you know, like, if you just stop talking about Minecraft, you know, I'll give you $1 million or something like that, or I'll give you a house. He's like, and isn't that silly? I'm like, yeah, dude, you're missing the clue there that your friend is saying, please, please, for the love of God, please, anything but Minecraft, please. I'm like, because that's really obvious. When other people are asking you, hey, can you please stop talking about that? Stop. Shut your mouth. Open your ears. Let other people talk once in a while. You'll find people like you better if you listen to them.
Andy, can you please stop talking? All right, me and you, buddy Tim. Let's go. I like Andy so much better right now. I'm just kidding, Andy. We love you.
Oh no, I want to be liked. I just gotta be quiet.
He just sent us a smiley emoji. Why doesn't Apple have a facepalm emoji for texting? That seems like a fail. How'd you come up with a turd and an eggplant before you got a guy going slap?
Because you got to have something that looks like a penis and isn't, and then also an eggplant.
Wait, a penis? A poo looks like a penis?
Does yours not?
Not the way I poo.
Hmm. Not
come
the way
on,
I
Tim,
penis.
They just got different colored skin tone emojis. Slow down.
Come on, facepalm. How hard is that? Useful in almost every text messaging situation.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I agree with you. There needs to be a facepalm.
I always have to download the Picard picture.
The new version of iOS, oh, it seems way too Snapchatty.
Where it's got, like, the super huge emojis and shit?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what we were looking for.
I mean, I would like them to be slightly bigger than they are, because now it's like they're nice and big when you're choosing them. But then when someone sends one to you, it's like, okay, I got to squint and like get my eye right up on there to see. Is that the one where it's like a slight frown, or is that just the straight across mouth, or is that like a weak little smile? I don't know what you're feeling.
The one that always confuses me is that kind of, I think it's grinning, but it looks like a grimace.
Yeah, the one that's like, it's got the little, like upward pointing chevrons for eyes.
Yeah, and people send it to me, and I think they're like grimacing at me. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, it's like it's a grin. It's a smile. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that one looks like surprise butt sex. Like, Happy International Women's Day.
The iPhone has invisible ink now. Oh, you can write yourself. I'm like, I mean, these are fine, but is this what we're spending our time on? Oh, like little tap backs of like quick messages. Like, I don't know. I just stickers. Oh, stickers is the other thing.
Is this? I don't know any of this that you're talking about.
It's not out yet, Tim. It's you probably wouldn't pay attention to it, but like they had a little preview of the new version of iOS, like what, a few months back, and it just kind of talked about like, here's what's
going to be. Most people don't have this yet, but Noah and I are we're so advanced, we already know about all this.
We don't have it either, Tim.
I mean, you wouldn't have it yet where you are, but in Europe.
Shit. Kill? Is that what you're telling them, Tim?
I'm killing both of you with my gun emoji.
But you had a bunch of poop, too.
Oh, also, that gun is going to be a squirt gun in the next release.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because people keep getting shot.
Yeah,
like people keep killing other
shit.
People.
Was it because of the app? Was it because of the Apple emojis all this time?
It was.
I thought we needed gun control. We just needed to change the emoji.
Yep.
Well, good work, everybody. We did it.
Yep. Everything's solved now.
Stop looking for solutions. Apple figured it out.
I think it's just more like, this is the thing right now. Maybe we don't need a gun emoji.
No. This is it. This will solve everything.
Tim Cook figured out, guys.
Yep. The world is saved, y'all.
We don't need gun control. We need gun emoji control.
Yes.
That dovetails right into politics. No, it doesn't.
I mean, kind of. It's
Well, it sounded like you were going to start something else, so I didn't want to interrupt it.
Oh, no. Let's do politics. I mean, we don't have much time left. We waited to the end again.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. How long have we been blathering?
Oh, and iMessage apps. Did we need iMessage apps? No.
Sorry, Kiki, we're not getting to politics.
We only got 10 minutes.
All right, so here's my thoughts on politics.
Let's get political, political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get
I know that when I was going off on the Donald Trump thing, people may have heard it and think, oh, you know, Andy, bleeding heart liberal, because I have definitely become more progressive as I've gotten older. You know, as basically as I've gotten more empathy for people. So I still have a very firm belief in, you know, like personal responsibility and stuff like that. But I also have a lot more empathy of like, you know, if you've been shat on your whole life, no matter how responsible you are, it may still be just a really huge hill to fucking climb. It takes more to get out. You know, the deeper a hole circumstances put you in, the more effort and the more fortitude it takes to get out. And I shouldn't be, you know, like looking down on people just because I imagine, oh, they should still be able to do things. So I think that that's where, like, you know, a lot of my more progressive thought is just, I've gotten where I realize the world is fundamentally unfair and has been fundamentally unfair for certain specific groups of people for such a long fucking time that it's now like, it's like inertia. It's like other people are moving and some people have been held at a stop for so long that it's going to take them so long just to even get to the same speed that everyone else is moving that they can never catch up.
Are you talking about Donald Trump supporters or just people in general?
No. I'm talking about people. So I'm going to really sound, you know, like somebody who should be hanging out on Tumblr, but groups that have been less privileged, actually, or even worse, groups that have been actively oppressed. So black people, in some circumstances, in a lot of circumstances, Jewish people, you know, basically any group that has been subjected to hate, or if not hate, you know, active discrimination, and if not active discrimination, then rampant bias, you know, in terms of access to jobs, to education, to lending, to all sorts of shit like that, that, you know, sort of acts as the grease on the skids that lets you actually, you know, get your sled going. So that, I think, is like, I've gotten more progressive as I've gotten more and more aware than I was in my 20s. How unlike my experience, lots of other people's experience is. So that understanding of other people having other experiences, I think, is what has naturally led me to be more progressive. All that said, you guys know, Tim knows even better than Noah. I used to be very conservative. I was raised very conservative, and I was still even pretty conservative after I was out of the house for a while. I was a Republican. I was a registered Republican as soon as I could register to vote, and I voted for John McCain in the 2000 primaries. I refused to vote for Bush in the 2000 election because I could tell he was a fucking idiot. And that wasn't like, you know, I was a Democrat and didn't like him. I was a Republican and didn't like him because I could tell he was going to be a bad president. And show enough. Yeah.
Who's the baddest?
I want to say all this stuff about my history so people don't hear me ranting about Trump and think that I'm falling into the gap that I fucking hate of people who think, you know, red and blue, like these are shirts you have to wear. That, you know, you have to be Republican if you claim Republican, or, you know, like it's Crips and Bloods or you know, Yankees and Dodgers or whatever the Red Sox, Yankees and Red Sox. That's probably better than Yankees and Dodgers, more like Padres and Dodgers. I digress. Like that is a sports team and you just have to be loyal to your sports team, because that is fucking ridiculous that people treat politics like it's sport to be cheered when it's the future of the fucking country. It's the, like, our kids and our grandkids' futures are dependent upon the choices that we make. And one of those choices we make is to participate at all. So people who are just like, oh, I just don't care. Well, how can I vote for the lesser of two evils? It's because it is the lesser of two evils. Because if you don't, then enough people who think the greater of two evils is great are going to choose the greater of two evils, and we're going to have a slightly shittier future than we would have. And I know it takes energy to care. I know it takes time and effort, and then you have to actually like spend brain power to like research and figure out, okay, you know, not just I'm going to go look up the memes about how Hillary should go to prison, but what has she actually done? You know, what is her politics on things? What has she actually said when asked about things? Now let's compare that to the racist, misogynist, xenophobic bully who is a provable compulsive liar, raging narcissist, and chronic flip-flopper. I mean, the Daily Show did a great bit a couple of weeks ago where they said this is going to be Trump's cabinet, and it was just different videos of Trump. So a bunch of people sitting around a meeting, like in a cabinet room, and it's just different heads of Trump from different videos of Trump, superimposed all of them, making some, in some cases, wildly outlandish claims, and in other cases, directly conflicting claims. And it's not, you know, like, when I was younger, like personally, when I was younger, I thought gay marriage was an awful idea. I thought that it was a complete farce and a travesty, and that it would totally change the idea of what marriage was. And I probably also thought it was icky, even though I thought myself too smart to think stupid thoughts like that. And as I've gotten older, yeah, I've changed. And yeah, somebody who had video of me talking about it when I was younger might be able to go, oh, he flip-flopped. But it's not that I've gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I got older, my opinions on things changed, I learned more about the world, I broadened my horizons, and I changed my mind, and that's not a bad thing. But you go back and you look at the shit with Trump, and it's like, in some cases, it's back and forth and back and forth, and just depends on whatever's going to seem the best in that audience. So, dude does not have, he doesn't have a position. He has a I'm awesome feeling, and everything else that he does is to convince people that he's awesome. So my hate for him isn't he wears a different color shirt than I do. It is, he is an atrocious affront to the nature of freedom in this country. Dude is actively antagonistic to the free press. He is lying and hiding things about himself. The whole thing with his taxes, he doesn't want that to come out because he knows it is going to fuck him if it does. Because he's been lying about himself. So he's lying about why he can't release his taxes. Sorry. Anyone else? Jump in here anytime, guys.
Yep.
I think you got it, buddy.
Yeah, okay. So,
I mean, the only thing I would say is, like, I think we need to, the same way that you came to a realization, like, hey, this is not right. Like, we need to understand not everyone's at that point, even the people voting for Trump. So I think there's this, like, oh, you guys are fucking idiots, where, like, people don't think about, like, why do people feel this way? Why are people supporting him? They have had different life experiences for whatever reason that he's appealing to them. And to just dismiss them is not going to solve the issue. I think we need to, like, be like, hey, like, what is going on with you that you think this is a good idea and you feel this way about people? You think all Muslims are terrible or whatever it may be. Like, what is going on in your world?
Yeah.
And, yeah, because, like, when, you know, we're never going to solve any problems by just, like, saying, like, oh, you guys are idiots. We're going to, like, it's, I think, you know, granted, like, yeah,
that's
we all feel we're right.
That's my favorite way to solve problems, Noah. Tell people they're idiots.
I mean, I think the issue is, like, the hubris of, like, people always think they're right, right? And
yeah,
sometimes you are, but sometimes you think you're doing the best thing for somebody, and it actually turns out, like, actually, this is not the best thing, because we didn't talk to them, we didn't ask them, like, what is it, like, think? We didn't get all the information. We just assumed that we knew better, and that was going to be a thing. And I'm not saying that is the case with Trump, but I'm just saying, like, you know, people need to just stop assuming that they're right and actually look at the facts and, like, information and be like, well, actually, is this the best thing? And, like, don't just assume that you know better than someone else.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people around here.
I do know better than most people.
I've heard a lot of people around here saying, you know, like muttering things. Like, I was at a restaurant the other day, and the guy behind me at the table, like, there was something about Trump on the TV. Like, the TV was on mute, but, like, they mentioned Trump. And dude just started muttering to himself about Trump and about, like, how unfair the media was. And it's like, it seems to me like one of the most dangerous things about people, and we all do it, and I try to make sure I'm keeping an eye on it for myself, because I know I do it, because I'm human and we all do. Walk through life without ever thinking the thought, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So the whole thing about, like, me, a big part of me walking away from religion wasn't when my dad died. That was my final step. But the biggest part of me walking away from religion was at some point in my 20s, after having been so certain of everything, I asked myself, what does the world look like if I'm wrong about this? How does that change, you know, what is right and wrong in the world? How does that change what, you know, so other people, like gay people, stop being sinners. Gay people just become people who happen to be gay. if you're not following that religion that's telling you, you know, if you're wrong about that being a sin against God. So just like just taking that step back from my assumptions about myself and asking, how does the reality around me change if I'm not right about it? What if I'm wrong about things? So I keep, I for the last 20 years, I've tried to make sure that if I have a strongly held opinion about something, I stop from time to time and ask myself, what does it mean about the world? What does it mean about your place in it? How could you be wrong about this? What if you're wrong? I don't think enough people do that, though.
No,
because I don't think nearly as many people would be making excuses about Trump. Like, oh, well, you know, he just shoots from the cuff, or he's not politically correct. No, he's not. It's not that he's not politically correct. So Tancast is politically incorrect. We say a lot of fucked up stuff.
The devil, you say.
I do think we are moving more towards correct than we used to be.
Yes.
I think so.
That's still not like, we did it, guys.
Yeah.
We got this.
We're family friendly now.
And I think part of that is just us maturing and, like, you know, me realizing, like, I don't necessarily want to say shit that's, like, going to, I mean, I don't think I should totally be, like, you know, should totally be innocuous and, like, we're never going to say anything that's going to offend anyone. But the same token, it's like, you know, yeah, looking at yourself and be like, you know, do I really need to say, you know, faggot, or do I need to, you know, make fun of, like, you know, say Andy is gay all the time, you know, implying that being gay is a bad thing to be. And it's like, no, I don't really do that, because, like, that A, like, what is, like, does that make me less funny? No. Like, it's just...
Yeah. Do I really gain anything from that? No.
Yeah.
Does it bother other people? Yeah. Does it hurt me to lose that? Not really, other than now I have to be more creative and think of other ways to insult Andy, but you know what? That's part of life.
There's so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many.
Yeah.
Glad that was your takeaway.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we got to wrap up.
Yeah, sorry, guys. So, yeah, sorry. I guess that just kind of boils down to there's a difference between saying something where it's like, yeah, there was a better way for you to phrase that, or, you know, oh, hey, that was uncomfortable that you said it. You know, like a comic being like, oh, black people are like this and white people are like this. And saying things to attack people, to drag people down. Like, Mexicans are sending us their rapists and their murderers.
Right, it's not, uninformed.
Well, what, do you expect him to keep them? I mean, come on.
No one really wants them.
Where are we sending our rapists and murderers? Maybe we need to look into that. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe once they send us theirs, we can send them off to wherever we send ours.
Rapist exchange program. Solving,
I mean,
problems.
There are poor countries in Africa that need rapists.
No, I think they have plenty.
Oh. My life is a lie.
Send us your tired, your hungry, your huddled masses yearning to rape free.
Jesus.
Send these salad tossed.
And on that note...
Oh, sorry. I didn't even know why I got tossing salads in there. It just seemed fucked up, and Tempest Tossed was not as fucked up.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Tancast.
Yep. Keep tossing them salads.
Kiki, I'm sure that is exactly what you were hoping for.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a breakdown of the convention. Nope.
I didn't watch it, but it's not like it was going to sway me either way.
Yeah. I think more useful than talking about the convention is reminding people, take your shirts off. Take your shirts off. Sorry, I meant that as a metaphor, but sure, get naked. Just everybody, get naked, get in the pile.
Where are we going,
Andy? Solve all this problem with fucking...
Wait, I think he has a point. No, let him go.
Okay. No, what I mean is, stop thinking about, like, your teams. Start thinking about yourself. Like, find out, am I wrong? Reconsider. Am I making excuses here because I really want to be right, or because it would make me feel uncomfortable, or, you know, outside of my family or friends or bubble, or, you know, my opinion of how the world works, to be wrong? You know, do I keep having to make excuses for, well, it's still okay that, you know, that these guys are greedy fucks because capitalism is the greatest good? Like, challenge your own assumptions first, then find ways that are not like, oh, you're wrong because you disagree with me, to challenge the assumptions of others. Like, engage them as humans who are fallible and may not want to hear the things that you're saying. So find ways of saying it that's not like, you know, like, oh, we're going to debate. I'm going to give you all the rest of this information. And now that I've given you all the rest of this information that runs counter to the belief that you had, you better change your mind, because that actually just, like, crams it further in there. So ask them questions. Why do you believe that? Well, what about this? Because the more you make them ask about themselves, the more likely they are to actually turn that spotlight inside, look in, and go, fuck, I was wrong, as opposed to, I need to shore up these walls because this asshole is attacking me.
Also, and, like, you know, listen. Actually, like, listen when they what they have to say, and actually think about that people do not have the same life experiences as you do. Mm-hmm. And that will definitely taint their view of the world, or color their view of the world.
Exactly.
To be different than you. And it may not be reality. Like, they may have a view of the world that is not what is actually happening, but that doesn't make it any less valid to them.
Yep. And if you don't listen to them, then you're just going to have an opinion about why they're an asshole. If you do listen to them, you will have facts about why they're an asshole.
I think we're coming at it from two different angles, but I think we end up in the same space.
Yeah, sorry. Whatever. Tomato, tomato. Potato.
All right.
And that's Political Cast for this week.
Yeah, remember, never trust people to question their own assumptions about the world.
Yeah, including yourself, because you are people.
We are people. And you know what? You know, I'm going to say this. I don't know if Tim and Andy will do this, but make friends with someone on Facebook who has different viewpoints than you do. Find out where they're coming from. Don't live in that bubble.
I already have that.
Yeah, no, for me to not do that, I'd need to unfriend all of my family.
All right, well, good.
If you do a video series about Disney and a podcast about Christmas, you will find a lot of right-wing Christians become your friends.
Well, good. Don't live in an echo chamber.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if nothing else, you'll never understand where people who do have fucked up positions get them from, and you'll never learn how to have a conversation with them that may lead them out of the darkness, that may lead them out of the lies. You know, like...
Or... they're just going to have that opinion for the rest of their life, and you're just going to have to deal with that.
This is true. Yeah, and that does not even say that means you can. It just means you will never even have the opportunity to. You may fail. They may never. They may be right. You may still be wrong. But
you may be crazy.
Yes.
But it just may be a lunatic they're looking for.
Indeed.
No?
So,
Billy Joel, everybody?
So I think for the next 13 weeks or whatever it is until we get to Election Day in November, I have a new catchphrase.
Did Noah already do his sign-off phrase?
He did.
Christ! So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, here it is. I hate Donald Trump.
I see. I jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Not today, Tim's patience.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
Next week can be not today. Tim understanding what his wife and son are talking about.
I don't. What? Oh,
and
right.
Espanol.
Well, I mean, he's not going to learn Spanish in a week.
Oh, sure he will. He's very malleable at that age.
Fuck. Do you know how long it took him to say grandma?
Yeah, no, you're going to get him back on, like, Tuesday, and it's just going to be sombrero and poncho and la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque lo falta, porque no tienes marihuana que fumas.
Close the show.
Oh, this is the after show. We're already after the credits. What's that?
I'm going to stop recording.
Okay. Oh, okay, bye.
Me too. Okay, bye.